This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached Assam on a three-day tour during which he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lachit Borphukan Police Academy and lay the foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy this morning at Dirgaon in Golaghat district. After that, the minister will depart for Mizoram to attend a program of Assam Rifles at Aizawl in the afternoon and will return to Guwahati on the same day. The Home Minister on Sunday will address the 57th Annual Conference of All Bodo Students' Union at Dotma in Kokrajhar district and later in the day will review the implementation of new criminal laws in the northeastern states in Guwahati with the Chief Minister of 8 northeastern states. The 89th meeting of Network Planning Group under PM Gati Shakti yesterday evaluated key infrastructure projects in the road, railway and metro sectors. The group evaluated 8 projects, 4 in road, 3 in railway and 1 metro. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he had a forward-looking discussion with US Trade Representative Jameson Greer on a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the government's approach will be guided by India First, Viksit Bharat and the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has generated nearly $143 million in foreign exchange revenue through satellite launches. The Department of Science said that ISRO launched a total of 393 foreign satellites and 3 Indian customer satellites on a commercial basis over the past decade. ISRO's impressive track record includes launching satellites for 34 countries, including the United States, the United Kingdom, Singapore, and several other developed nations. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that New Delhi was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. In Pakistan, a local Islamist leader and 3 others, including children, were injured after a powerful bomb blast ripped through Maulana Abdul Aziz Mosque in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region during Friday prayers yesterday. Police said the improvised explosive device IED was planted inside the mosque's pulpit. The injured are being moved to a district hospital. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that Canada will never become a part of the United States. Former central banker Mark Carney was sworn in as Canada's Prime Minister yesterday. Addressing his first press conference after his cabinet was sworn in, Mr. Carney said that Canada is fundamentally a different country. He said that Canada expects respect from America and US President Donald Trump. While ruling out any near future plan of visiting the US, Mr. Carney said that he is looking forward to speaking with President Trump. Speaking on the fentanyl issue raised by Mr. Trump, PM Carney said that the scourge of fentanyl affects Canada as well. President of the United States Donald Trump yesterday said that there is a very good chance that the war between Russia and Ukraine can end. President Trump's statement came a day after Washington had detailed discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday. The US president has also urged Russia to not kill Ukrainian soldiers who have been completely surrounded. The US president termed the war as bloody horrible and added that it could end soon. In badminton, India's campaign at the All England Open tournament came to an end as Lakshya Sen and the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand bowed out in the quarterfinals in Birmingham yesterday. Lakshya Sen, 15th in the men's singles badminton rankings, lost against reigning Asian Games champion and world number 6 Shefeng Li of People's Republic of China. In the women's doubles section, Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand were beaten 21-14, 21-10 by the world number 2 pair of Liu Xingxiu and Tan Ning of China in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.